You know, obviously, our desires and our needs are Christian ministry. Both of those, matter of fact, there are 17 501c3s. They're all Christian ministries that surround that property. So we kind of have a vested interest in, you know, the Lord doesn't look at, zoning the way we do. So with that in mind, though, we did talk with Victor and Megan. And while I realize this body is not one that talks about or has any type of legal authority from the standpoint of in some type of concession place having alcohol, tobacco, or gambling, Victor, and on behalf of his LLC, said that's something that never even came up and was never in our interest. So this is a part of the country that places great store in a man's work. And so based on that, we want to try and do what we can, to be a good neighbor, because he's obviously to the best of his ability trying to be a good neighbor. And his father lived across the street, and I believe still lives across the street. I guess the one thing that we would mention, and again, I don't know how much individuals in this body or the body itself has the ability to do anything about it, but the major concern I think that we have is the one that Mr. Jantz Sr. Had indicated originally, which is the curve that goes in front of that property. We have a easement and right to use the road that borders to this point for entrance and egress of the property. The difficulty is you can see this area is cut out by MoDOT because this is a very dangerous curve. People come around this curve. It tends to be very, very blind, and it's almost like MoDOT has cut into the cross property before it was the cross property, so that if somebody lost control, they would have an area that they could take their vehicle into. Okay. That being said, this still remains a problem and an issue. Now, that's not Victor's fault. Okay. But what I do plead for, and what I think his father and he would plead for, is if there's any way that we can do something to try to make this a safer area, particularly from people coming east along this, whether it's flashing lights, whether it's something, you know, that gets people's attention, because they constantly fly around this corner, and not only are they a threat to anybody trying to come into this property, they're a threat to anybody coming out of the subdivision or out of the ministry property right across the street. And you can see how bad exit is as well. So it's not just an issue for this particular thing, but it's one that all of us are concerned about. And if there's anything that you as individuals, perhaps not necessarily the body, you may not have any authority to do anything, but if there's any that might help us address that issue, we would greatly appreciate it. And if you guys have any questions, I'm happy to answer them. Otherwise, I'll step aside for my friend.
I think we're good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Mark Blackwell. We, my wife and I, have Hearts Intertwined Ministries, which is the property just to the west of the 92 acres. But I also work and am on the board for Stillwaters International Ministries, which is the property just to the south of it. And just wanted to let you know that we like Carrie had said, I agree with him. We had met with Victor last week and some of his advisory board members, and so we're for the project in that. And I think Carrie covered it, so I'll just, I know it's been a long night for you with some of the people speaking, so I'll just end with that.
All right.
Anybody has any questions?
No, nope. Appreciate the time you all
thank
coming
you
out. Anyone else? You want to come back up? Any further questions for for the applicant. Seems pretty straightforward. Got some good drawings within the application, a proposed location.
Did you see the letter from the regarding the traffic memo in your file? Lee Engineering.
Yes.
Are you ready for a motion?
I'm ready if you guys are.
That's in my township. I would move for approval.
Got a motion to approve the application?
Second.
And a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? 7-0. Appreciate it.
Thank you, gentlemen.
No big pancakes. All right, we are down to our final conditional use permit at 422, and it's appropriate, on 422 Flaggery River Road.
So McKenna and Brad Burke are seeking Planning Commission approval of conditional use permit for nightly rental use in an existing three-bedroom single-family home located at 422 Flaggery River Road, Hollister. For the Taney County's assessor's information, the 1991 home is located on Lot 12, Block A of the Riverside Estates subdivision. Property served by Missouri American Water Company for water and Taney County Regional Sewer District for wastewater. In our staff recommendations, three-bedroom home, occupancy of 8. For a total occupancy of 8 would be 4 parking spaces, and they are connected to sewer. So Foggy River Road. Here's our zoning layer. So you've had a number of applications here. You've had an approval in 2015. These are all special use. 2018 special use, 2019 and 2021 a special use. And then I believe just last month, 2022 conditional use approval for this parcel here. And here's our subject parcel that's highlighted.
So is there any, going back to that, like, is there any condos or resort properties in that area or no?
No.
No?
No. You've got some condominium apartments way back here, Waverly and River Point.
Okay.
Quite a way down there.
Mm-hmm. So just some photos of the home. Of course, this home right here is currently a nightly rental with an approved.
To the right?
Yes.
Okay.
And then this one to the south somewhat is not, but the one to the north is. And with that, I'd turn it over to the applicant or representatives.
Hello.
Hi.
My name is McKenna. It's my husband, Brad. There are 3 daughters there. Just trying so hard to sit still this whole time.
They've done awesome.
Yes, I was like, oh, good. This is a good test to be the last on the agenda for the night. So, ice cream. So, where do you want me to start? Just seems like everybody kind of just gets right down to business on these things. Pardon? I'm not. You know, I'm a nurse and I meet strangers every day, but I still get nervous for this. So, I would be lying if I said I wasn't a little nervous right now. We've traveled out here from Bennett, Colorado. The whole family, we come out here for Table Rock Lake and kind of fell in love with Branson and the patriotic values that they have out here. It's hard to find, so we find ourselves out here a lot. So driving out here for this was no problem, and we appreciate your time, and it's been a long meeting. So where do you want me to start? Just kind of plans?
yeah, what the what you're proposing to do with the property and why, basically.
Sure. So, like the permit request, nightly rental approval for this property. Like I said, I'm a nurse, Brad's a teacher, so funding this is a big deal for us, and I say that because we plan on taking immaculate care of it. It's we're not investors. We don't have 30 of these where we don't care. This is if you've seen the pictures, it's a dream home. I mean, it's a beautiful wood house right on the lake. We don't have water like this out in Colorado, that's for sure. So we would have a lot of pride and ownership in this, without a doubt. There's an existing dock there with lovely lake access, but we don't intend on just liability preservation of the current dock. We don't intend on letting any motorized vehicles or motorized boats in there. For the renters, try to mitigate any damage to the dock that we can, you know, just canoes or kayaks or whatever they would want. There's a 3-car garage and a long driveway. Try to keep everything off the street. I think that would offer them plenty of space to park their vehicles. Try to, you know, the area is really surrounded by nightly rentals, but just still traffic and congestion. We try to mitigate that by encouraging them to use the driveway and the garage. And then just I had listened to the minutes from the last month meeting from the home just down the way, and thought we would use sort of carbon copy. They had asked a question about a flood mitigation because this area had flooded not too long ago. And we have a local representative here who's willing, if that should arise where we have renters in the home during that occasion, could actually be there and present and make sure that they heeded the warning, that it was a serious warning. Because you know, a lot of places, like out in Colorado, we have these 100-year floodplains that never ever flood. But this is a legitimate concern, so we would want to have a plan in place for that before that day ever came. So I think that's, you know, I had this whole spiel, but I just, everybody else got up here. I thought, well, I just get down to the meat of it. There's no point in
planning. It's a 3-bedroom. Is it a 3-bedroom?
It is a 3-bedroom. Yeah. 3 beds, and then there's kind of an office or whatever, but 3 bedrooms. Not as big as some of the other homes there, that's for sure. It's nice. It's a nice street.
So that would be sleep 8, 4 cars?
Correct.
I think it's ironic that we're Foggy River Road is our last one to hear based on, you know, the past couple of years and all that's gone on in reference to nightly rentals in subdivisions.
No, we
you should.
I shouldn't. No. Ignorance is bliss.
How do you propose to manage it?
So we would manage it ourselves in terms of the online business. But we have a good contact here that's willing to check on it, clean it, kind of grounds a lot more than just like a housekeeper. She's great. She's willing to really step up and really do any task that's involved with managing it and keeping it up. Like I said, just to have great pride in this home. I mean, it's beautiful. We intend to keep it that way.
Does the local representative have to have a number local to contact?
Well, they have to be a resident of Taney or an adjoining county, and then they would be eligible to be your representative. We have the posting that we need a representative on that can come 24/7.
Okay.
In case a water line breaks,
yes,
get locked out, and whoever your cleaning person.
Yeah, she's on Cannon Loop Drive. Yeah, she's local.
So, a Taney County resident.
Which hopefully that day never comes. I'm hoping we never need that, but she's more than willing to. And of course, we would try to just get a hold of try to call as well, but.
So you have the posting, Western Taney Fire, which the gentleman's here tonight. So once we get it from him and then your sales tax number, we need all those items before you start renting. You just start communicating with Presley if you're
approved.
Get
okay.
to that point.
Okay.
Scott, was this one of the houses that flooded but not as bad as some of the adjoining?
All did. Areas. I pulled that one up just for grins, and I can't remember. It's either 39 or 41 inches of water in that one. We had the amount of water in each one.
Speed of water in.
Yeah.
The what?
We moved one up the hill.
upstream that have 6 feet of water.
Correct. These all vary up and down, up and down. That's why we,
right,
some of them. But is 39 or 41?